Kerri-Anne Walsh is standing by in Canberra. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
So you're taking the Royals off the $5 note?
Well, yes, it's a minor thing, really. I mean, it's not we're taking Charles off the note. We're not putting him on it. The Queen has been on since 1992, and, you know, it's a very minor thing. You'd think for the way that Peter Dutton, the opposition leader, kicked up such a ballyhoo yesterday that, you know, the sky was falling.
Well, it's a step towards republicanism, isn't it?
Oh, the monarchs are going to be still crawling all over our coins right into the future until we become a republic and decide to change them. Just one little $5 note. It's neither here nor there. I think, you know, all those, the monarchists and Peter Dutton and others that leapt out of their armchairs screaming blue murder, dropping their cups of tea, really have to settle down. This is a very minor thing. When we were coming up to Federation, the Reserve Bank decided that they wanted to have a few different people on the $5 note, and John Howard then intervened. He screamed blue murder and said, no, you can't do that. It's nothing that's going to affect democracy in Australia as we know it. It is a simple thing. I did love the editorial in the Sydney Morning Herald today that said, you know, the idea of handing over on a sweltering hot Sydney day a bit of paper that has the head of somebody from a cold, distant country is simply unbelievable, and we've got to ditch it. The only thing wrong with that statement was that a fiver would no sooner get you anywhere close to a mug of beer in Australia than fly to the moon. I mean, you've got to add a tenner with that to get a schooner of beer.
It must be very odd to be a member of the royal family, and not that they handle filthy lucre that often, I imagine, but to see your face on the currency all the time. Very nice to talk to you, Kerri-Anne. I'm sorry.
Very nice, Kim.
We haven't more time.
That's okay.
There was, I would have said, a mite of mockery of the chap who said it was literally like finding a needle in a haystack when they found the radioactive capsule.